Today on our broadcast, Director of Training Dan Oblinger talks about NATSB Speakers Bureau. We preview some of the new courses offered and take a comprehensive look at two of the newest inclusions, physical security and crisis management. From NATSB office headquarters, this is Successful Hire.
Well, we're back for week two. You know, last time we left saying we were going to talk more about the Speakers Bureau. And we've got a lot of great things going on at the Speakers Bureau. So let's talk about your baby,
right,
which is the Speakers Bureau.
It is.
Tell us what you've done and what you have coming up.
The Speakers Bureau got its start the same way that the National Screening Bureau got its start. Wouldn't you think that's fair? It's meeting client need.
And you actually brought me on with the intention of doing training. And it was for a client that wanted you to do drug testing and provide training to their employees about the drug culture and drug signs and symptoms. So we started with that. The Speakers Bureau started with just basically being a drug-free workplace training source. And then we began to realize that, you know, everything we do, all the services and products that the National Screening Bureau does and provides in order to meet its mission of helping their clients hire the best employees, there was an educational need for all of those. So the Speakers Bureau began to identify people with specific skills and knowledge in the industry of human resources or related to. And now we provide educational experiences in a wide range of topics. So it still includes the reasonable suspicion drug testing kind of training. But here recently, a lot of folks have been buying into the idea that listening is a commodity. Listening is a skill that can help organizations become excellent.
Right.
And so we provide very special listening. I can see you're using the listening skills right now, Todd.
I am.
We provide training on listening skills that can be very effective. This kind of leads us to the next step, the next evolution in the Speakers Bureau. Coming out of some of the more high-profile incidents here in our country, and that is physical security. How do we make the physical facility that we have, where we try to provide excellence to our clients in any kind of industry, and whether it's a school or a church or a major employer, a manufacturer, a financial institution, how can we make it safer for us to come to work and do what we do?
Really, so, anybody with employees.
Anybody that has employees and anybody that has a building, either one or both. And you know, really, almost all of our clients have both. They have people that need to be protected, and there needs to be some, again, background checking to mitigate risk. Most of them have a physical location that could be at risk from some threat. And so then there's kind of a twofold way we look at it right now with Speakers Bureau. There's how can we make the physical location safer, just in general? And then how can we make the people that live, work, and play inside those physical locations, how can we make them smarter about mitigating risk? So how can we plan for disasters or threats? And then how can we also prepare ourselves and train ourselves to act in a situation that threatens life or property?
Very good. That sounds like a really tall order.
It is. So. And so obviously I can't do it. I'm just the director. We've brought in a couple of gentlemen that have between them about three decades worth of law enforcement training and experience. And they are both specialists in these topics of physical security and crisis management and planning. And we think, first of all, they're dynamic speakers. They speak from their experiences. And secondly, they have this knowledge base that, you know, a lot of people in HR, a lot of people in the general public just don't have.
And really, like you said, this came from client need. They've been asking for it, and you're providing the answers to it.
It's what we do. If you look through our catalog online on the Speakers Bureau website, you'll see all these topics, and they're all coming out of multiple people in the industry, HR industry, or just decision makers and business leaders in all these different industries that we serve, saying that we need this. We want to know more about this topic. And here lately, those voices have been fairly in unison, and it's been physical security. How can we prevent some of these really serious workplace incidents with Oklahoma? How can we prepare for a tornado? What if there were an actual natural disaster that struck our workplace? And so this is where you start getting into some really interesting, for me, also being having a background in law enforcement, these words that they naturally come to me. I understand what they are. Continuity of operations. You know, this to me, I understand. People in the private sector, business leaders, do they understand what continuity of operations is? Because our training about crisis management and crisis planning really goes into COOP and what it means to continue your operations even when some of your critical infrastructure goes down.
Which is so important for so many companies. I remember the night the tornado hit Greensburg, Kansas. I was sitting at home that night and I started thinking about National Screening Bureau. And I'm like, oh my goodness, what if that tornado would have taken out our office? I just started thinking about that. And at that point, we started putting a plan into place. Now, if a tornado hit our place, we have everything is securely online, so we would be able to start business back up within a day. I'm sure there's a lot of stuff we're still missing that I don't know about, so I'm looking forward to setting in on the first time you give this presentation.
I think what a lot of people are surprised when you really start getting into crisis management, crisis planning, is how much of it is really cost-effective. A lot of it's just making decisions now that you probably won't be in a good position to make later after the disaster or after the attack. So you put in to place plans. Plans are, generally speaking, they're your time, but they're free. That's about the only cost is an investment in your effort and your focused energy. So a big part of what this training is going to do is to encourage people to take the time to invest the time and energy now to just have everyone in the organization on the same page. They already know what the plan is when the crisis comes. Cost effectiveness for the educational experiences we offer has always been kind of our hallmark. It's a great example now with the new offerings in physical security and crisis management planning. You'll see how easy and simple and free, in many cases, or at least cost effective it can be to add a large degree of security and safety.
I like it. We should take part of this on the road trip, the successful hire seminar that we're doing this summer.
It will be on the road trip, I guarantee it. So yeah, we're hitting, again, 11 towns in the next couple months. It's going to kick off, I believe, in Oklahoma in September, and we will be hitting it hard. This will be one of the topics we will definitely talk about: crisis management, crisis planning, especially in the business environment. How can I continue our operations if some of our infrastructure goes down? If you lose
power,
or
some crazy person comes in the front door.
What if you lost a critical person? What if you lost the ability to use your physical location because it's now a crime scene? So these are kind of business considerations for a tragedy, and we do discuss it in those terms. But we also talk again about the tragedy itself. How can I prevent it? What are some great things to put into place to make sure that our people are kept safe? We cover it from both angles.
Well, Dan, looks like we're coming to the end of our time again today.
Oh, Todd, it always goes so fast.
It does, but you know, I always learn so much, and I always leave with more questions.
Oh, stop it. I'm going to blush.
Why don't you go ahead and wrap it up today? What are your final thoughts for the day?
Final thoughts are, you've never considered the physical security of where you work and the physical safety of the people you work with or who work for you. And if you've never thought about what would happen in a crisis, like what I could plan for now and how would I act when it happens, then maybe you should go to our website, natsb.com. You can check out all our products and services there. If you click on the Speakers Bureau link, you can go see some of these offerings we have, educational experiences to help you plan for these kinds of bad events. You know what would be great next week? I think we could definitely go back in time to the first podcast. We talked a lot about that process of matching specific screening tools, disqualifying criminal convictions to their job necessity of your positions. I think it'd be great to talk more about that process and how we do it at the National Screening Bureau.
Sounds good. I'll see you next week.